I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's recognize what I think a couple of your guests have already said, which is the Trump voter is a different voter today than the Republican voter of 20 years ago. In fact, the Trump voter of today was a Democratic voter of 20 years
ago.
Many
of them.
And going back to Pennsylvania, if you get those people in the middle of the state, blue-collar jobs, middle-class people, to turn out, right, then Trump wins. And it's very hard for pollsters to do that because it's new. It's not patterns that you've seen in the past.
Well, that is a former Securities Exchange Commissioner, Jay Clayton, talking about the importance of showing up and showing out, because the electorate, as we understand it right now, it's not the same as elections in the past. And the fact that we've had Donald Trump on the ballot now for three cycles, it's been different each and every time. Our YouTube live chat poll, and we want you to come hang out with us there and say hi. Also vote right in the live chat portion of today's live broadcast. Are you a Trump voter? You're a repeat Trump voter, a first-time Trump voter, you're not a Trump voter, or you're not a voter at all. We want to know from you where you fall the day before Election Day. How important is it to get out there and vote? Well, let's talk to our next guest about it. Congressman Mark Alford. He's a representative of Missouri's 4th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you for being here today. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you so much, Andy. We're out on the road right now in the 4th Congressional District, going town by town, county by county, encouraging people to get out for Trump and against Amendment 3 in Missouri.
Talk to me specifically. We can get to the Trump part because that's, of course, a conversation for everybody. It affects everybody. But Amendment 3 is such a huge issue in the state of Missouri. Talk to me real quick about the amendment and what is so important for people to understand when they're choosing yes or no on this particular one.
Well, sure, Will. It's very important that people vote no on Amendment 3. This all came about through the initiative petition that is in Missouri. I think we need to change that. But until we can get that done, people are going to put things on the ballot through simple signatures. And this is one of them that will be enshrined in the Constitution of the state of Missouri that will legalize abortions and sex change mutilations for young people, minors, without the consent of their parents, and taxpayers could possibly be put on the hook for this.
It's outrageous.
The language is so deceptive in this. It talks about reproductive freedom and reproductive health care. Abortion has nothing to do with reproduction, and yet the left, the Democrats, the progressive woke mob of America have twisted the language and have gotten this on the ballot, and people need to be aware of what they're voting on.
Congressman, this is Ryan Wiggins. There's been a lot of money spent trying to pass this amendment, and I'm hearing that most of that money's from out of state. What are some messages that people have been just bombarded with that you're like, no, that is not accurate. You need to know the truth.
Well, I think the number one message that the left tries to propagate and promulgate on the American people is that this is about telling a woman what she should do with her body. And look, I firmly believe that we're talking about two bodies here, two bodies connected by one umbilical cord. And it's not about the simple health care of the mother. This is about exterminating the life of another human being growing inside of another body. And so when we're talking about abortion, we're talking about the death of something I believe is God's creation. I truly believe, though, that we need to change the way that we talk about abortion in America. We need to come alongside the mother. She is just as important as this baby. And I firmly believe in life-affirming care for the mother and the baby that God is growing inside of her. Two bodies connected by one umbilical cord and both precious to God.
Oh, I amen to that. 100% agree with that. I'm a huge advocate for life, and I understand that there is a moral, ethical principle that needs to be discussed, in my opinion, first with our culture, and then hopefully downstream in our politics that it reacts to it. I would ask you, Congressman, to push the Republican Party to really uphold the idea and honestly invest in the idea of adoption for these families. I feel like
Yes.
the Republican Republican Party is dramatically missing out on the opportunity to talk about adoption as an alternative to abortion. And I think that is the pro-woman message that needs to be added to the mix.
We had a prayer rally here in Cass County in the western part of Missouri. A couple of hundred people turn out Saturday, specifically for three reasons, really: to defeat Amendment 3, to protect Donald J. Trump, and for a free and fair election tomorrow. We had two incredible testimonies, one from Melissa Odin, and you can go to our website, or our Facebook site, Mark Alford KC, and check it out. Melissa Odin survived an abortion. And if people don't think this can happen, it happens on average seven times a year in America where the babies are aborted and they live. And she is one of those to testify to that and what she went through and what she's going through now. She's reconnected with her birth.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother, and has a relationship with her. The other person is named Danny. She's had, I think, 10 children altogether, but seven of them were aborted.
Yeah.
And she lives with that guilt and shame, but she is turning that around and trying to be a message to other people that abortion is not a viable birth control solution, and that's what she was using it for. We do have to offer help and guidance for these moms. That's one thing that Shiloh Center in Cass County is doing, coming alongside women, educating them, encouraging them, giving them alternatives to abortion. And God forbid, if this does become enshrined in our Constitution tomorrow, where abortion is legal in Missouri, we have got to make sure that we are even more so encouraging women to choose life, and we can help with that.
Yes, and to show up with that support and back it up and care about the life the entire way through. I completely agree. We're speaking with Congressman Mark Alford of Missouri's 4th Congressional District. I want to shift gears a little bit. Amendment 3, you've got a huge advocacy against Amendment 3, of course, but also on a national scale, Donald Trump is on the top of the ballot. Missouri, I assume, will feel a little bit of a Trump lift down ballot. Are you feeling like people are motivated on the red side of the aisle right now to show up? I mean, it's kind of hard to advocate much more for early voting because we're pretty much there. We're pretty much there right now. How are you feeling about the enthusiasm for Republicans so far?
Annie, I am 61 years old. I have voted in every election I could since I was 18. I went with my dad as a child to vote, and went with him in the polling place, and we grew up voting on election day. It was almost like a national holiday. I have never seen this type of voter turnout, especially for early voting. The Republicans, led by Donald Trump, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker Johnson, Steve Scalise, we have been on a encouragement campaign to get people to vote early. We Republican conservatives want to wait till election day to do so, and I understand that. But if you're in a God forbid a car wreck, or you're sick, or something happens, a family emergency, and you can't vote, then your vote doesn't count. And so I am so encouraged by the numbers. I think in some places 2-1 Republicans are turning out over Democrats. The other thing that I'm encouraged by, and I just got off the campaign trail with Steve Scalise, helping other candidates out in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, and other states in the Northeast, trying to help flip some of these blue seats to Republican and help us grow our majority in the House. But there are people in record numbers switching over to the Republican Party. You talked about it in the previous segment. Union workers, the fabric of America, people who work with their hands and they get dirty and they just want to be part of a normal America. And that's what we're offering. We're offering normalcy. We're offering common sense. And people are moving over. I'm very encouraged about tomorrow.
The only concern that I have, which will remain to be seen as the results come in, is that I've used this. I've tried to simplify it. If you've got 100 voters and 100 of them used to vote on election day, and now 90 of them are voting early and 10 of them show up to vote on election day, you still got 100 voters. Do you feel like that there's been an expanse in who's showing up to vote, and it's not just a shift of a date and time of when they're voting?
I think we have energized, and Donald Trump has led the way on this, we have energized Republican voters to get out and actually make a difference. It did not happen 4 years ago, especially Christians, I think, who sat home because for whatever reason they didn't think Donald Trump was the perfect guy. And look, he is not the perfect guy, but we're not electing Jesus Christ to the presidency of the United States. We're electing a flawed person just like you are, just like I am, to go there and be a voice of reason, to sit behind that resolute desk and be the resolute leader that we need in a time of trouble where we have enemies who want to kill us and we have enemies within who want to do the same. And I'm telling you what, I think Republicans are realizing that it's time to get out there and make a difference, to truly take America back. And if you're listening right now and you don't know what it means, or you're offended by what that phrase is, take America back, then I don't think you have an understanding of just how close we are to going over the edge. I think this is the last hope for America.
Congressman, what do you think is the number one issue driving voters in Missouri specifically?
It's all about security. I've been saying this for 2 years now, and I ran on this, and I've encouraged President Trump, and he's picked up some of this as well. This is about security, security at our border, to make sure we have a secure border and that some 11 million illegal aliens do not end up as voting citizens that can sway the control of the House and sway our elections. And also, we need security in our economy. This current president, this administration, has done nothing but to drive our economy into the ground with its war on fossil fuels. It's driven up prices for everyone, record high inflation. Yeah, inflation has come down, but gas still hasn't come down. I was just in a meat market here in our district. Bacon is $9.36 a pound. I can't afford to eat bacon anymore. That's crazy. And yet that's what the American people are living with. And the third point about security, you've got border security, economic security, and our personal security. People simply want to feel safe. And with what's been going on in our local governments and our prosecuting offices, and the influence by George Soros to turn people, criminals, out onto the streets, and Kamala Harris is a big part of this, people do not feel safe in their homes or in their towns. And we've got to restore that. Donald Trump's going to do that, and that's going to drive people out to vote.
Congressman Mark Elford, thank you for being with us today. You represent the 4th Congressional District in the state of Missouri. Across the entire state, we are hoping for just a lot of clarity on this Amendment 3 for tomorrow, and a great election where everybody turns out and has their voices be heard. We appreciate you sharing your voice with us today here on our show.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Please pray for President Trump. Pray for the defeat of Amendment 3 and pray that we have a free and fair election tomorrow.
Yes, all of that. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Congressman. We look forward to having you back.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I echo all of those sentiments. Great to speak with the congressman there from across the state. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. Wiggins, America, the Monday Roundup, the things you might have missed over the weekend, which should probably all be news to me. Maybe. I didn't look at your stories, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, good, because there's...
Just turning you loose.
There's a wide variety.
Okay, well, I'm going to tune into the next segment.
Okay.
Along with you, go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. We need your feedback, folks. Want to know what the Annie Fry Show audience is made up of right now. Are you a Trump voter? And what does that mean? Are you a repeat Trump voter? A first-time Trump voter? You're not a Trump voter, or you're not a voter at all? Annie Fry YouTube channel and the live broadcast... You'll find the live chat. Go vote there. Wiggins America, next.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.